Vance Havner many years ago was a great pastor and author. He was preaching on hell, and a member of his congregation came to him and said, Pastor Havner, he said, I don't like this sermon on hell. He said, I want you to start preaching on the meek and lowly Jesus. And Pastor Havner's response to him was, well, that's where I got all of my information on hell. Because everything I'm telling you is what he taught, and it's the truth. Jesus is the one that taught more about hell than anybody. According to Jesus, hell is real. According to Jesus, hell is a real place, not a metaphor, not figurative, not an illustration, not a scare tactic. According to Jesus, hell is real. Jesus says in Matthew 10 and 28, he told them, fear not the one who can destroy your body, but the one who can destroy both body and soul in the fires of hell. In Matthew 18 and 9, Jesus describes that it is better to enter through life with one eye than to go into hell with both eyes. So he says, you know, you need to stop letting your eyes deceive you, because it'd be better to go into life with one of your eyes than to go into hell with both of your eyes. Jesus teaches that for sinners, there is no soul sleep. Some people teach that all the grave is rest in peace. But Jesus teaches that for sinners, there is no rest in peace. The Bible says to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. The Apostle Paul teaches that, which means that we bypass purgatory now. If there was a purgatory at some point in time, like Abraham's bosom, we bypass that now, because Jesus, in the book of Jude, went into the heart of the earth, preached freedom to the captives, and set them free. And now the Apostle Paul says to be absent in the body, that means I died, I'm now present with the Lord. So we go into God's presence. By the same conclusion, we understand that when someone dies, they do not sleep until judgment, but they also go into hell. And that is why Jesus gave the illustration of the rich man and Lazarus, because Lazarus was in the waiting place in Abraham's bosom, and the rich man was in hell. And he said, will you send that old beggar full of disease? Will you send that beggar that was a leprous man? Send him over here that he could dip his finger in water and just cool my tongue. And so Jesus used that as an illustration of real people that they knew, their neighbors who were now in this place of hell. Jesus also called it the place of outer darkness. He also quoted Isaiah and said, it's a place where the worms do not die and the fire is not quenched. Now listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 8 and 12. But the sons of the kingdom, he's referring to the Israelites who did not believe, that's why he calls them sons of the kingdom, will be cast into outer darkness where there is weeping. And now he's added a new element. Now there's biting. There's weeping and there's gnashing of teeth. And so now we're beginning to see this picture that there's this place of darkness, there's this place of fire, there's this place of worms, there's this place of crying all the time, and now there's this place of gnashing of teeth where people are so upset that they're biting one another. Now, if you don't believe that hell is real and that hell is a place of punishment, Jesus teaches the parables on hell. And when he teaches the parables of hell, the first one, he teaches the parable of the wheat and the tare. And he says in Matthew 13, he declares that the tares will be bundled and what? Burned. That's how he teaches the separation of the wheat and the tares. That means the wheat is the harvest of God. The tares are the ones sold by the enemy, he says, and they are reaped and they are burned in the fire. In the parable of the talents, he says that the worthless servant is thrown into darkness where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. In the parable of the separation of the sheep and the goat, he says that the goats, the evil ones, are banished into everlasting punishment that will last in all of eternity. So Jesus was teaching about a literal place that evildoers go to. Here are some of the common denominators in the teaching of Christ that are coherent with, or cohesive rather, with the teachings of the Old and New Testament writers. Outer darkness, fire, worms, everlasting punishment, gnashing of teeth. Are all of these in the same place, you think? How can you have outer darkness and fire at the same time? So that is the that is the complexity that sometimes causes people to doubt the validity of Scripture. Well, how can we have outer darkness and we also have fire, which gives light? How can we have isolation and now we have gnashing of teeth? So if somebody's bodying somebody, how can they be completely isolated if someone's bodying someone else? And so people take these passages and say, if this is all the same place, it's contradictory. But what if there are rooms or compartments or levels of hell that punish people according to the degree of their sin? Well, the Bible would actually support that idea. If you look in what Jesus said in the book of Luke chapter 12, could there be degrees of punishment? In Luke chapter 12, and this is not on the screens, but let me read it for you. And that servant who knew his master's will did not prepare himself, nor according to his will, he shall be beaten with many stripes. But the one who did not know, yet he committed the things deserving of stripes, shall be beaten with only a few stripes. For everyone to whom much is given, much is required. To whom much has been committed, of him will be asked more. So Jesus is saying in this particular parable, he's saying that if someone did not know that they sinned, the punishment would be less for them. They would get the punishment, but it would not be the same as the one who willfully chose to live their life in this way. Now, there's another word that kind of helps us to understand that there could be another place in hell besides this compartment of outer darkness and fire. Another word appears in the Bible called Tartarus. And the word Tartarus basically is a term that most people refer to as the abyss. So the abyss is like, if you go down, I'm going to show you Dante's Inferno in just a moment, and you can kind of see his idea of hell, which was a funnel. And he thinks that if you go down the funnel of hell and you get to the bottom, then you're in the abyss. You're in the lowest place of the lowest. That's what the word Tartarus means. It means you're in the very lowest place, a place prepared for Satan and his demons. It was never prepared for mankind. It's a place that was only prepared. So is it possible that there is a place of punishment where the demons and Satan will be cast into, but humans will be suffering in a different place? According to this word, that is a possibility. So I know that sometimes in our depiction of hell, we're thinking about, you know, being haunted. And maybe there are hauntings on certain levels, but Jesus is telling us here in this depiction of hell in Tartarus that there's a lower place that mankind was never meant to go to. It was a place prepared for Satan and his demons, and they call this place the bottom level or the pits of hell. Have you ever heard someone use the phrase before, the pits of hell? And that's what they're referring to, the very bottom, the abyss where the bottom falls out and there is no bottom to it.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee, 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
Now there was a Catholic poet in the 14th century by the name of Dante de Alighieri. Alighieri is the way you say that. Sorry, I read it too fast. Alighieri. He was a Catholic poet in the 14th century, and he had a dream and wrote a poem about a dream that he felt like he had, and he woke up and felt like he had visited hell. So he wrote this allegory poem about it. In this dream, he basically falls asleep, and he's lost in this deep, dark forest, and he's met by a Roman poet by the name of Virgil, who guides him through hell. And so he writes this thing called Dante's Inferno, and this poem that was written to explain what he thought the possibilities were in the pits of hell. Now, his teachings infer that there are levels of hell. There's the first level and the second level and the third level, and it goes down 9 levels, and then you get to the abyss, which is the bottom level. So he teaches that based upon the types of sins and the people that were hurt, the effects of those sins, that people are assigned to these various levels for their time of punishment. Now, again, this is all based upon a dream that he had. Now, some people think that this allegory, because it put a lot of things in people's minds about the possibilities of hell, they think that this is just an allegory. It is an allegory. It is that. But it's written based upon things that he also pulled from scriptures. And some of the things that you will see in Dante's Inferno are actually scriptures that I've just got through reading to you about the various types of punishment that perhaps could be on various levels. So he starts with the first circle. So this is what Dante's Inferno looks like. It's basically a furnace that is turned upside down and looks like a funnel, and it keeps getting more narrow at the bottom. So the first level would be the place that we would commonly call purgatory. It is the place of outer darkness. It is the place of waiting. And the affliction there is that it's dark and it's lonely, and that is the place where you're just isolated from mankind. That's what a lot of people would probably call purgatory. He calls that place limbo. Now, the next level, he says, is the level that people that have lust goes to. Now, he doesn't see lust as a big sin because he thinks that lust is natural. He thinks that lust is something that is born in us and it's this natural instinct. So he doesn't see it as the worst sins. Like, he sees betrayal as the worst thing anyone can do, right? He sees that as the absolute worst thing that a person can do, is betray someone that you love. And so here in this, he says that the people that committed lust, they're sentenced to the second level where there are serpents that are crawling all over them. There's pictures of this that you probably are glad I did not post or on the screen tonight, but it's a place where there are these serpents crawling all over people and they're biting them. And the effects of this, it's this eeriness where people are being constantly damaged in their flesh. And so he depicts this as because you allowed your flesh to lead you, that now you're going to suffer in your flesh. So these snakes are constantly biting them, and they're swelling, and they're bleeding, and they're causing this pain, and it never ends. It's over and over and over. And this whole level is filled with all kinds of vile and poisonous serpents. But you can't die. That's the problem. You have the effects of it, so you suffer in your flesh. The next level, he calls the gluttony level, and this is a place where people just live to eat, and they did not eat to live, but the Bible says that there are some people that their God is their belly. And so people who damage their bodies by through gluttonous lifestyles, he says that in this level that they are they're wading through putrid rain and slush. So it's like all this garbage food all around you. It's this slush, and that it is raining this stench. So he describes this horrid stench that people are wading through, and it's just a miserable existence of wading. You're chest deep in this, and you're walking through like a slushy river of putrid rain. And so that's what he describes that level as being like, the gluttony level. The next one is greed. And in the greed level, they are tormented by evil spirits. So in this particular level, there are demons present in his writing. And the greed level is where people are, their minds are tormented. And here's the thing that's tormenting them. They're reliving their scenes of their life over and over and over. How many know that can be tormenting? The things you don't ever want to remember again, you relive that scene over and over and over. And that's what he depicts there, that the people who betrayed other people and lived their life to greed and hurt other people and dog-eat-dog world and climbing the ladder and hurting other people on the way up, those kind of things that you keep living out the scenes of all the people you hurt, of all the people that you damaged while you were climbing to the top, and all the people that you ruined their lives and hurt their lives. So that's what that level is about. Now from there you enter the level of wrath, and these are people that hurt people through anger and malice. So they could not control their temper, and they ended up hurting people and damaging people and hurting people physically, which is what malice is. Now, they had to live in swampy, infested waters of terror in Dante's Inferno. So they're wading through a swamp, and they're being chased by all of these fearful animals that are chasing them through this swamp on this level of greed, or wrath, rather. Then the next one, you enter into the actual dis. He calls it the next level is when you start getting into the fire. So the next level, he says you go through a dis, which is a heated area, and then you go into the next level, and this one's called heresy. Now, most of the people that he cited in the heresy level were preachers. He actually names people. Now, all through this allegory, he names a lot of people. He names some popes in this one. He names some preachers that, I mean, he calls people by name. He names some great historical figures. I mean, inventors and artists. He names people like that all throughout this allegory. And so in this one of heresy, he talks about people who have had a chance to tell the truth, and instead of doing that, they preached what people wanted to hear. And the itching ears thing that we talk about sometimes, that people no longer want to endure sound doctrine, but they heap up to this up to themselves teachers having itching ears. And so this heresy one is a place where you're in ovens and there's fire all around you and you can't breathe. So you're constantly suffocated from the heat and you're trying to catch your breath because you've used your breath to deceive people. So now the punishment is now you can't catch your breath because you're in this oven filled with heat and you're constantly struggling to breathe. And then the next one is the area of violence. And in violence, there's three levels of violence. And this is the one where people are, they're being cut by sharp stones for one level. The next one, they're being bitten and gnawed on. The weeping and gnashing of teeth enters here, but it's not people, it's creatures. So there's these creatures with these vicious teeth that are constantly biting on them constantly the whole time that they're in here. So that's what the crying and the weeping and gnashing of teeth level that he says. Eight is fraud. Fraud has eight levels, and this is the levels he gives for fraud. Listen to this one, and I'm just quoting him. Seducers, flatterers, gossips, hypocrites, thieves, sowers of discord, and liars. So he said all of those are in these various areas in this fraud level, and these people are actually being whipped and beat up and bitten by creatures in his inferno. Finally, you come to the betrayal level. The betrayal level is frozen in an icy lake with scenes of your betrayals haunting you constantly. So you are basically frozen in an icy lake, according to him, and that all you do is see the scenes of the people you betrayed. Now, those who spiral beyond that fall into the abyss, and that is when they come face to face with the tormentor himself, which is Satan. They're in a place now that humans were never meant to go, but their life was so vile. Now, he calls out Hitler. He calls out a lot of people in this allegory of people that did such vile, cruel things that they were deserving of different levels of torment. Okay, so here's the question. Could this be real? Is there any remote possibility that there could be various levels of punishment? I mean, would God punish someone who was an assassin who took people's lives and thought nothing of it the same way he would punish that good neighbor who just never went to church and gave his heart to Jesus Christ, even though he was invited many times, but he was the best neighbor in the world? Would God punish that child abuser and child molester on the same level of that person that just had a foul mouth and a hot temper and they didn't like preachers and they never went to church, but they never gave their heart to Jesus Christ? So I think it's reasonable to say that there are various levels of sinning. I understand if you sin, you're sinning, right? And that's why we have grace and mercy to cover our sins. And anybody thankful from a sermon like this for grace and mercy covering your sins? That's why you have that. That's why we have, once you come to Christ, you have grace and mercy there appealing for you and covering you. So we're not talking about, we're talking about willful sins. We're talking about people who have chosen not to follow Christ. They've made a decision, like most of our country, to believe that hell doesn't exist. Like over half of Americans that no longer believe in heaven. Half of Americans that no longer believe in Satan. Half of Americans that no longer believe in hell. And only 26% of Americans that no longer believe in God. That's what we're talking about here. So we're not just talking about vile, evil people. We're talking about people who chose not to believe in God, even though there was gospel all around them. So Matthew says this, or Jesus taught this about punishment in Matthew 25. And the king will answer and say to them, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Then he will also say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. I was naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they will also answer him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick and in prison, did not minister to you?" He said, he will answer to them, "Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do this to one of the least of these, you did it also to me." And these who chose not to work for Christ and do the work of Christianity, they will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteousness into everlasting life. Jesus said, hell is forever. I wish that I could stand here tonight and confidently say to you that I believed in annihilation. That means that if you messed up and you go to hell, that you're just going to get burned up and no more, and we're going to forget about you. Honestly, I wish that was true. But Jesus never said that one time. Those who have chosen to believe that have chosen to put it out of their mind so that they don't have to think about it. Jesus said, hell is forever. Jesus used the word eternal punishment over and over and over in his teachings. That is why he came, died upon the cross, rose from the dead, brought the gospel to the world. That is why the disciples gave their life for the gospel. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Knowing what could happen, I will spend my life making sure that no one ever goes to hell.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.